Stop. Wait. Have you considered the meaning of this song? In reality, the song Stop the Rock by Apollo 440 is a ballad about crack cocaine. If you doubt me, you can watch the video at http://www.youtube.com/WATCHVEQUALUO4USJ3HHNC or in the link provided on this attempt. When large amounts of dopamine are released by crack consumption, it becomes easier for the brain to generate motivation for other activities. The activity also releases a large amount of adrenaline into the body, which tends to increase heart rate and blood pressure, leading to long-term cardiovascular problems. It is suggested by research that smoking crack or freebase cocaine has additional health issues beyond other methods of taking cocaine. Many of these issues relate specifically to the release of methylgonadiene and the specific effect of methylgonadiene on the heart, lungs, and kidney. The task of introducing of the drug into the body further presents a series of health risks. Crack cannot be snorted like regular cocaine, so smoking is the most common consumption method. Crack has a melting point of around 90°C/194°F. And the smoke does not remain potent for long. Therefore, crack pipes are generally very short to minimize the time between evaporating and losing strength. This often causes cracked and blistered lips, colloquially crack lip, from having a very hot pipe pressed against the lips. The use of convenience store crack pipes, glass tubes, which originally contained small artificial roses, may also create this condition. These pipes are not durable and will quickly develop breaks. Users will typically continue to use the pipe until it is only about one-third of its original length. In short, crack cocaine is a highly dangerous substance, which should be avoided at all costs. I implore you to consider this the next time you are enjoying a Stop the Rock and you fucking faggot.